This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jillian Albiati joins us on Gwen and Chris. She pulled off a tremendous feat over the weekend. Played in a softball game, pitched in a baseball game, collegiate baseball game. And I just, we felt like she deserved a platform today to come on here and talk to us a little bit about, because this is an awesome, awesome feat. Jillian, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you guys so much for having me.
So has this been something at the top of your list in terms of wanting to accomplish? I am amazed at you being able to pull this off. This is really fascinating.
Yeah, this has definitely been like one of my goals for my baseball career, and I'm glad I've been able to achieve it.
Well, if you guys are wondering, she played for the softball team on Sunday, and she normally plays third base, does some pitching. And then the baseball team was short going into their baseball game. Some players were hurt, and her softball manager said, "Hey, you guys ought to bring Jillian in to pitch." And they did, and it was a smart move.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some of her numbers. She was an all-CIF pitcher with a 20-0 career high school record and a 1.68 ERA. Glad I didn't have to hit against her. Jillian, you want to softball has always been there for the young ladies. Sounds to me like you're really interested in trying to blaze the trail for baseball. I don't want to say one over the other, but how important for you to try and make some more inroads in baseball for women?
Yeah, I think it's a big thing for me. It's something that's really special for me to get the opportunity to go out there and compete. It's something I've always dreamed of. It's been one of my goals, and I think it's just amazing about like what women can do in sports and women in baseball as well. It's just growing and growing and growing.
Seems like that's really the case across sports, you know, all across sports, at least in the women's area. Seems like everything is starting to finally get the notoriety it deserves. Jillian, now do you pitch in softball as well?
No, I've never pitched in softball.
Okay, so you play position softball, you pitch on the baseball mound. What's your repertoire in terms of what pitches do you throw?
So I got a fastball that likes to cut, and then I got a curveball and a changeup.
Wow.
Now, when did you get interested in pitching, and who was it who kind of brought you aside and said, you know, I think you ought to do a little pitching, and we're not talking softball, Jillian, we want you in baseball. Who kind of put that thought in your head?
Well, I've always played baseball my whole life. I've been playing it since I was like 3 years old, so it's all I've ever known.
Okay.
You know, I barely started playing softball my junior year of high school, but still continued to do baseball as well. So I think it's just all I've ever known. I started pitching when I was like 8 years old, so it's always been there. It wasn't something that was brand new to me.
Now, Jillian, what's next now? What's the schedule look like for you this coming weekend? Are you going to have another opportunity to pitch in a baseball game this weekend, or what does your schedule look like?
Yeah, so I just got told right after practice today that I made the roster to travel this weekend to Cal Poly Pomona.
Wow, that's awesome.
So yeah, and we're also traveling for softball, so I'll be at softball Friday, Saturday, and head over Saturday night to Pomona.
Jillian Albiati, man, she's the first woman in Division II ever to play both softball and baseball the same day at Cal State and San Marcos right here in our backyard. Jillian, I it's a hard question to ask, but as a young lady pitcher, did you ever feel like there were some extra eyes upon you and people saying, you know, and you feeling like maybe you had to prove to other people, hey, look, just don't look at me as a young lady, just look at me as a pitcher?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, going out there, you're like the only girl on the team. Obviously, I've gotten used to it over the years. It's become my normal. But yeah, there's always going to be extra eyes on you. You know, people are always watching. But I just go out there and just, I'm just like a baseball player. I just go out there and want to play, want to throw, want to win, you know. It's not like I'm going out there to throw strikes and not just to prove like that, oh, I'm a girl, I can do it. But like I've worked really hard to and put in the extra work to prove that I am capable of, you know, competing.
Jillian Albiotti joins us here on Gwen and Chris. 2:46 on the clock. Jillian, how do your teammates take to this? How have your softball teammates taken to this? How have the boys on the or the men on the guys' side brought you in?
Yeah, my softball teammates are all up for it. They were so excited when I went to go pitch last Sunday, and you know they were running down to the field to go watch me warm up and stuff. They're really excited, and you know the baseball team. I walked in the bullpen, and the whole pitching staff ran down to the bullpen to. You know, they were so excited. Like, everybody's just been so supportive on both teams.
They want to see what she's got. And they want to see what you got.
Yeah.
Jillian, now you are on the U.S. Women's National Baseball Team. So, yeah, I mean, you've already obviously caught the eye of people and know that you can do this. I was also reading that you might have a chance to play for the Savannah Bananas. Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that something have you done that yet? Or is that something that might be coming up?
I haven't done it yet. I'm waiting till my season's over to, you know, hopefully make some appearances this summer.
Well, this is a great, great story.
We have celebrity in our midst here,
no,
Tony.
No doubt about it. We certainly, you certainly got us in here in this studio pulling for you. Good luck the rest of the way. Good luck this weekend.
And
your next attempt to have another scoreless inning of baseball. And we'll be paying a lot of attention, Jillian. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Good luck, Jillian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.